In a statement, the Supreme Council for Sharia in Nigeria described the allegations by the State Security Service, the SSS, as wild accusations instigated by vested interests within and outside Nigeria. Nafiu Baba Ahmed is the spokesman for the group.
We're essentially complaining about double standards in the treatment of Muslims and Christians by the SSS. Secondly, the implementation by the SSS of American agenda, which is to slander and molest Muslims and label them as terrorists, which happens to coincide with agenda of CAN, Christian Association of Nigeria, because innocent individuals will simply come and be arrested, hounded, and put into underground cells. And we are fed up.
Five Nigerian suspected terrorists with alleged links to the Al-Qaeda terrorist network were charged last month in Abuja. Prosecutors say the suspect, Muslim men in their 30s, were trained in Algeria to attack targets in Africa's most populous country. Sheikh Hussani, a researcher in northern Nigeria with extensive knowledge of security issues in a Muslim-dominated region, says security agencies have a duty to investigate threat to national security.
We are talking about a security situation in the country. We are talking about terrorism. We are talking about issues that have to do with the possibility of breakdown of law and order. The insinuations or the positions proffered on by the Sharia Supreme Council is simply born out of sentiment, and it is virtually illogical. What we have on the ground in this part of the country is that organizations and groups are affiliated to groups from outside the country, of which neither the government nor security agencies have the knowledge of.
Western diplomats have warned that Nigeria, which has a large Muslim population, could become a breeding ground for international terrorist groups like Al-Qaeda. Muslim leaders in Nigeria have reacted angrily to such insinuations. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.